This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله رحمة للعالمين فشرح به الصدور وأنار به العقول وفتح به أعينا عميا وآذانا صما وقلوبا غلفا صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين لهم بإحسان وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فأوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل فقد أمرنا الله تعالى بذلك في كتابه الكريم فقال عز من قائل سبحانه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا ثم أما بعد أصحاب السبت the people of Saturday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the story of the people of Saturday in the Quran. They were a townsfolk, a group of people from Bani Israel who had been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to leave their worldly affairs on Saturdays. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they were a people who used to fish and used the business of fishery to bring their livelihood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them. So much so that on all the days of the week that they would fish, they would receive or they would catch nothing. And then on Saturdays, the day when they were to leave aside their business and their transaction, their worldly affairs, the fish would come in abundance. And this was the test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He mentions in the Quran subhanahu wa ta'ala. قوله وَاسْأَلْهُمْ عَنِ الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي كَانَتْ حَاضِرَةَ الْبَحْرِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and ask them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the town that was by the sea.
إِذْ يَعْدُونَ فِي السَّبْتِ إِذْ تَأْتِيهِمْ حِيتَانُهُمْ يَوْمَ سَبْتِهِمْ شُرَّعًا وَيَوْمَ لَا يَسْبِتُونَ لَا تَأْتِيهِمْ كَذَلِكَ نَبْلُوهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the fish used to come to them openly on the Sabbath day, on the Sabbath, on their Saturday, the fish used to come in abundance. And on all the other days of the week, the fish would not come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كذلك, in such a way, نَبْلُوهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ We tested them because they were always transgressing, always going beyond the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even in this, they transgressed the boundaries. For a group of them came, and they devised a plot or a scheme in order to catch the fish on Saturday, to bypass the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so they said, we'll put our fishing nets out on Friday. We'll block the fish on Friday in the past. And then on Saturday the fish will be caught in the nets, but we won't pick them up on Saturday. We'll wait till Sunday when we pick them up. And in that way, we'll spend Saturday in ibadah and worship of Allah, and we'll get the fish on Sunday. Trying to trick Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they're only tricking themselves. When they did this, the townsfolk, and this is the important part, is that they divided into two groups about what was happening in these group of people. One of them began to command the good and forbid the evil. Al-amru bil-ma'ruf wa nahi al-munkar. And the other group was one that said, leave them alone. Why are you wasting your time with them? That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to punish them, He'll punish them, but it's not our business. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues the verses in the Quran.
وَإِذْ قَالَتْ أُمَّةٌ مِّنْهُمْ لِمَ تَعِظُونَ قَوْمًا إِلَّهُ مُهْلِكُهُمْ لِمَ تَعِظُونَ قَوْمًا إِلَّهُ مُهْلِكُهُمْ أَوْ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا
They said, And when a community amongst them said, "Why do you preach? Why do you give da'wah? Why do you encourage a people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to destroy anyway, or is going to punish them with a severe torment?" And then listen to those callers to good. They said,
قَالُوا مَعْذِرَةً إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ.
They said in reply to those people that wanted to stop them from encouraging the good and forbidding evil, they said, مَعْذِرَةً إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ, as an excuse, so that Allah will pardon us. So that Allah will forgive us and pardon us, your Lord. And they're saying, so that your Lord will forgive us, وَلَعَلَّهُمْ, and that perhaps, and Allah only knows whether they'll be guided or not, that perhaps they may fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stop what they are doing. And only they were the ones that were saved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everybody else was destroyed. Only those people that called to good and forbidden the evil were saved. And those people that saw the evil but were silent to it, they were like the people that committed the sin, because they were silent to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ أَنْجَيْنَا الَّذِينَ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ السُّوءِ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so when they forgot the reminders that had been given to them, and they were reminded and they had revelation, when they forgot it, أَنْجَيْنَا الَّذِينَ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ السُّوءِ, that we saved those people who used to forbid the evil. When the punishment came down, those people who forbade the evil were the ones that were saved.
وَأَخَذْنَا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا بِعَذَابٍ بَئِيسٍ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, but we seized those who did wrong with a severe torment because of the way they used to rebel against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandment and disobey Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the reason why He punished them.
فَلَمَّا عَتَوْا عَمَّا نُهُوا عَنْهُ قُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so when they exceeded the limits and they transgressed and went beyond the boundary, فَلَمَّا عَتَوْا عَمَّا نُهُوا عَنْ, from what they were prohibited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْنَا لَهُمْ, we said to them, كُونُوا قِرَدًا, be monkeys, خَاسِئِينَ, despised and rejected. And so in one sweeping night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wiped away those people and transfigured them into monkeys and pigs. In one night. And the only the ones that were saved were those who used to forbid them and used to tell them that what they're doing is wrong. And so they came in the morning and they found the people in their village, they found monkeys and they found pigs. And they would go to them and they would talk to them, and that monkey and the pig would say that I'm such and such a person. And the pig would say that I'm such and such a person. A people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transfigured for their disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear brothers and sisters, it's the nature of a human being to feel a desire and to feel an urge to do good, and to feel a desire or a drive to do bad. That's the nature of a human. Even if the person was secluded on an island by himself, he would still feel an urge that he should do some good, and he would still feel an urge to do some bad. And it's from this that the characteristic of the ummah is not only that we have this desire to do good, but it's incumbent upon us that we have to encourage other people to do good. And not only is it a characteristic that as an ummah we stay away from evil, but we also must, and it's incumbent upon us, to hold the hand of the people that do the evil, and to advise and admonish those people and hold them back from continuing in their sin and continuing in their evil that they are doing. And inshaAllah Ta'ala, today we're going to be talking about this characteristic of the ummah, al-amru bil-ma'ruf wal-nahi 'anil munkar, which is commanding the good and forbidding the evil. If we had identification badges or identification cards and it had a description of who we were as a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us what would be written in that. If that was a valid card and a person was a valid Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what would be in the description. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you were the best ummah that was brought forth for the people.
تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله.
And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes why they were the best nation, why this ummah was the best nation, because of their commanding and encouraging others to do good, and their commanding, their forbidding of doing evil and forbidding other people from doing the evil, and believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it comes to this amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar, when it comes to good and bad, and encouraging others to one or the other, the people are in two groups. There are the people that command the good and forbid the evil. Command the good. When there's something good to be done, they encourage other people to do it. When there's something evil being done, they discourage people from doing it. These are the believing men and the believing women. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran,
وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ.
And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them.
يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the believing men and the believing women, that they are the awliya, the close and sincere friends of one another. يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, describing them that they command the good, encourage the good, وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and they forbid the evil. And then the second group, when it comes to the good and evil and the encouraging of it, the second group are those that when they see something evil, they encourage people to do the evil. And when they see something good, they try to discourage and push people away from that. And these are the munafiqun, the hypocrite men and the hypocrite women. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran,
المنافقون والمنافقات بعضهم من بعض يأمرون بالمنكر وينهون عن المعروف.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the hypocrite men and women are from one another. They enjoin on the people al-munkar, evil. They enjoin, they encourage people to do evil. يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمُنْكَرِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمَعْرُوفِ, and they forbid people and discourage people from doing good things. And the Qur'an tells us that those who are successful, those who attain success, are those al-muflihun, are those people that command the good and forbid the evil. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to us in the Quran, the verses come again and again, of people that set aside the commanding of the good and the forbidding of the evil. They would command people to do, they would say, ittaqillah, fear Allah, and then the next day they would sit with them and go to parties with them and be their friends, and as if nothing was happening, as if there was no sin taking place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran,
لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِن بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُدَ وَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهَوْنَ عَن مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوهُ لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, that cursed are those people who disbelieved, مِن بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, from the children of Israel, عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُودِ, on the tongue of Dawood. And you'll see them that they keep saying that we're the children of Dawood, are the children of Dawood. Indeed, when they transgressed, it was Dawood alayhi salam that cursed them. عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُودَ وَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ, and the tongue of Isa ibn Maryam عليهم السلام, ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always says why they were cursed. ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا, this is because of their disobedience, and their disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ, and they used to transgress. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what was that transgression? What was that disobedience? كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهَوْنَ عَنْ مُنْكَرِ الْفَحْرِ, that they would never discourage a person. They would never forbid someone in their community from the evil that they were doing. This is why they were cursed. And the Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith, teaching us also that when we do not command the good and do not forbid the evil, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the hard times come upon us. And by leaving al-amr bil-ma'ruf and nahi an al-munkar, the hard times will come upon us. And it's that moment that the Prophet ﷺ knows that the ummah will turn back and make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the moment when the du'a will not be accepted. The Prophet ﷺ said, لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُفِ, that you are going to, and you will, and you have to command the good. وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and that you will, and you have to forbid the evil. أَوَلَ يَبْعَثَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ عِقَابًا مِنْهُ, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down a punishment upon you. ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ فَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ, then at that moment you're going to turn in dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your dua will not be answered. And in another riwayah, in another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَوْ يَلْعَنُكُمْ كَمَا لَعَنَ, or he will curse you just like he cursed them. Cursed who? Cursed Bani Israel. And remember we said in other khutbahs that these stories in the Qur'an are not just for them and that any good ayahs are talking about us. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions these stories because if we do what they did, our result will be the same result as them. And here in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or Allah will curse you as you curse the people from Bani Israel. And you'll see that the Prophet ﷺ, his entire mission, if you ever want to find a hadith talking about al-amr bil-ma'ruf and nahi an al-munkar, just take any book of hadith and you'll see that every single hadith is talking about commanding the good and forbidding the evil. Every single hadith. You have the entire volumes to choose from. And you'll see that the Prophet ﷺ, from the very first moment that he meets the Ansar al-Muhajirin when he migrated to Medina, and they came to him and they saw him, you'll see that the very first thing he said from his tongue ﷺ was commanding the good. As Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, that when Rasulullah ﷺ came to Medina, the people raced out, everybody raced out to greet the Prophet ﷺ. And he said, I was in that crowd trying to see, going through the crowd, trying to find the face of the Prophet ﷺ. I just wanted to see him. And then when he saw the Prophet ﷺ and he looked at his face, he said, radiallahu anhu, he said, عَرَفْتُ أَنَّ وَجْهَهُ لَيْسَ بِوَجْهِ كَذَّابٍ, he said, when I saw his face, then I knew that this was not the face of a liar. I knew by that face and that noble face of Allah that this was not the face of a liar. And then he said, فَكَانَ أَوَّلَ شَيْءٍ تَكَلَّمَ بِهِ أَنْ قَالْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ أَفْشُ السَّلَامِ وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامِ وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ الْيَامِ تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ بِسَلَامِ, that the first thing that the Prophet ﷺ said when everybody was gathered there, he said, Ya ayyuhanna, he said, O people, afshu salam, spread salam amongst you, encouraging the good of the ummah, afshu salam, wa at'imu ta'am, and feed the hungry people, wa sallu bil-layli wa an-nasu niyam, and pray in the night when other people are sleeping and other people aren't praying, take that time to pray. وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ مِيَامٍ تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامٍ, you'll enter Jannah in peace. And our Qudwa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would command the good and forbid the evil in all categories of the community, with the children, with the women, with the men, anybody he saw, anybody he spoke to, if you sat with him, you would hear him commanding the good and forbidding the evil, or dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will see Umar ibn Abu Salama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a young boy and he was under the care of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as they sat there to eat, he said, وَكَانَتْ يَدِي تَطِيشُ فِي الصَّحْرَ, that, and my hand would go in the dinner plate or the food plate, that he was a young boy and he didn't know how to eat, and he didn't know the etiquette of eating, so his hand would go all over the plate, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to him and he said, Ya Ghulam, O young boy, Samillah, he told him, say Bismillah before you eat, وَكُلْ بِيَمِينِ, and eat with your right hand, وَكُلْ بِمَا يَمِينِ, and eat from what's in front of you. He's just a young boy, and as this Sahabi radiallahu anhu, he said that after I heard that from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I never ate in any other way after that. But that was the way I used to eat. I would say Bismillah, I would eat from what's in front of me, and I would eat with my right hand. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would get the chance, he would advise the women, رضي الله تعالى عنهن عن زينب امرأة عبد الله بن مسعود قالت خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا معشر النساء تصدقنا ولو بحليكم حليكم. Zainab, the wife of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu ta'ala anha wa anhu, she said that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed them, saying, Ya ma'ashar al-nisa, O women, tasaddaqna. Give charity, even if you are going to give with your jewelry. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our qudwa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even when it came to his own wives, he would not allow any munkar to happen. As Aisha radiallahu anha narrates about herself, she said that I said one time to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hasbuka min safiyya, that watch out or look out for safiyya, meaning that safiyya was short. Another wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, qad, لَقَدْ قُلْتِ كَلِمَةً لَوْ مُزِجَتْ بِمَاءِ الْبَحْرِ لَمَزَجَتْهُ. He said to her, O Aisha, you've said something that if it were to be mixed with the water of the sea, that it would overcome the water of the sea, and the water of the sea would not be able to liquefy it, would not be able to clean it. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she said that after that, that no matter what anyone would give to me, I would never like to say anything about anybody. And this is what the deen is all about, encouraging good and forbidding the evil. This is what the Sahaba used to give bay'ah to the Prophet ﷺ. They would pledge their allegiance to this. For عن عبادة ابن الصامت رضي الله تعالى عنه قال بايعنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على السمع والطاعة في المنشط والمكره وأن لا ننازع الأمر أهله وأن نقوم أو نقول بالحق حيثما كنا لا نخاف في الله لومة لائم. عبادة بن الصامت رضي الله تعالى عنه says that we pledged allegiance, we gave bay'ah to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to listen and obey in what we like or dislike, and that we would not fight the people of authority, and that we would stand for the truth wherever we may be, not fearing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any criticism from those who would criticize us. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. العالم the scholar Kirs al-Harifi رحمه الله تعالى, whenever he would go on for a class or he would leave his house and he would see people committing some munkar, committing some evil, he would always advise them and would never pass them without speaking to them. And sometimes, as Imam al-Dhahabi rahimahullah ta'ala in the book Sirah al-A'lam al-Nubala says, that sometimes that they would beat him for what he was saying. And he's the scholar, he's the alim, these are the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. They would beat him for what he was saying, and he would fall unconscious from the beatings, but that would not stop him. The next time that he would go out, that he would continue to advise them to abstain from the evil that they were in. I remember, dear brothers and sisters, one time in class when one of the younger boys had come to me and he had said that he was telling me what kind of presents he was going to get for his birthday. And this is Islamic studies class, and birthdays aren't something that a Muslim family should be participating in, and it's not from our deen. And so I asked him about this, and then the other kids that knew the ruling about birthdays, they started chanting loudly in the class, no more birthdays, no more birthdays. SubhanAllah, even to the point that boy started crying. But it brought back memories of growing up in a non-Muslim school where the focus was on the evil. With the focus, they would encourage evil and they would call people to the evil. In fact, even the teacher would be the one that would encourage the evil and forbid people from the good, just by the nature of the way that they taught. And in those days, birthdays was something that all the kids were talking about. If you didn't have a birthday, then you were the dork in class, or someone that everybody looked down upon. And if you didn't get invited to this birthday or that birthday, then you weren't cool, or you weren't part of this group or that group. But this is, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on those parents that have brought their children out of these kind of environments, where they're in a, truly an environment where people are saying no more birthdays, and not only that, but encouraging the other kids to do good and forbidding the other kids from doing evil. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave us a parable, a similitude of those people that command the good, and those people, or sorry, he gave the similitude of those people that stand on the hudud of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and uphold it, and those that don't uphold the hudud of Allah, the commandments of Allah, as a people on a boat. And this is a famous hadith, and it's something that we should always keep in mind. He said that it's as if all these people, the ones that are doing good and the ones that are doing bad, they're all on the same boat. And this is the example of life. That the people on that are doing good, they're on the top level of the boat, and the people that are doing bad are on the bottom level of the boat. The Prophet ﷺ said that in order for those people on the bottom to get water, they would have to go up to the people on the top and ask them for that water. And so because they kept saying, you know, can we have some water, can we have some water, and these people are getting annoyed that they keep asking them for water, they said, let's not annoy them anymore. Let's just keep to ourselves, and let's poke a hole in the bottom of the boats to get our own water. So we're not bothering them. We don't want to bother them. Let's just dig our own hole in the boat and drink from that water that comes out. So the Prophet ﷺ said that if they leave them to do their evil, that those people on the bottom of the boat will drown, and the people on top will drown. Meaning they'll be punished together. They'll drown together. And that if they go down and they stop them, they hold their hand from committing the evil, from poking the hole in the boat, they'll save the people on the bottom, and they'll save themselves. They'll save the people on the bottom, and they'll save themselves. There are characteristics of the person that calls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, commanding the good and forbidding evil. Just going quickly, they should do so with knowledge of the deen. They can't call someone if they don't know themselves what the deen is calling to. Number two, they should have patience. They should have sabr. As Luqman alayhi salam said to his son, وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَانْهَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ. Command the good, forbid the evil, and have patience for what's going to happen to you. Because when you do this and you take this path, the people will indeed harm you back for just for taking that path. And that they should be just. When a person is commanding good, forbidding evil, they shouldn't forget the goodness that a person may have. Even though they make a sin or something, they still have goodness in them. And they should do so with wisdom, with hikmah. Fifthly, they should be kind to those they are advising. When we advise someone, what's the goal? The end goal is that you want the person to be guided in the end. You don't want to release some anger. Sometimes when we see an evil happening, we just want to get angry and hurt the person with our tongue. That's not the purpose of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy an Munkar. The end that you want to get is this person being guided. So go backwards and think, what do you have to do in order to get to that end? Some people, they'll humiliate someone who's doing a munkar, only making that person get bigger and have to defend himself in this evil that they're doing. Other people may insult. Humiliation. This is not how the Prophet ﷺ taught us to do the Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy an Munkar. And in conclusion, we just have some suggestions of how to do Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy an Munkar. It doesn't always have to be with a speech. And of course, this is a very good way of giving a lecture, a speech, or having a halakha. But you could also get booklets, make pamphlets or something, and hand it out to people describing certain situations, or a general email that you send out to people and teach them about this issue or that issue. To have an Islamic tape, to give it as a gift, and many people already do this, to buy an Islamic tape and then go and say to someone, this is a gift for you, a hadiyah, and that the love comes there, and then they sit down and listen to the guidance in the tape. A person can organize an Islamic newsletter, an Islamic magazine, or an Islamic newspaper that has information and guidance encouraging good and forbidding evil. A person can, if he needs to discuss with someone, he can maybe write a specific letter to that person. Not humiliate him, not even talk to him face to face, but give the letter to the person so that on his side, on his own, that he can read the letter and reflect on what's happening. And the list goes on and on. In conclusion, we all want to be successful, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us how to be successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran,
وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let there arise out of you a group of people inviting to all good things.
يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let there arise a group that calls to all good things, commanding the good and forbidding the evil. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُصْلِحُونَ.
And it are these people who command the good and forbid the evil, they are the successful ones in this dunya and in the hereafter. InshaAllah ta'ala, we all want to start with this. And the first person that we're going to give da'wah to and command the good and forbid the evil is ourselves, inshaAllah.
إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وانثانا اللهم من احييته منا فاحي على الاسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الايمان ان الله يامر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله اكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. I think so.